Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And right now, though, it looks like a potential rail strike might be avoided. The Senate passed a bill to avoid a freight rail strike that threatened to slow down the economy and the transportation of goods just ahead of Christmas. Earlier in the day, it was not clear if it would make it out of the Senate. With us now to give us some more on the ins and outs of it, Stephen Portnoy, CBS White House correspondent. So what's the latest on this? What's happening next and what is in what just passed?
Yeah, fellas, look, this is a congressional intervention, the first such intervention in about three decades, to impose a contract upon railroad workers who, in the case of four unions, voted against it. It puts Democrats in an awkward position to say that the negotiating process, the typical way to achieve a union agreement should be upended and that Congress should step in and deprive the workers of their right to strike, to demand the things that they wanted. And in this case, what they wanted most was paid sick leave. What you have to appreciate and understand is if you are in the railroad work industry and you're on the rails as a conductor or a machinist or engineer, you leave your home and then you ride the train wherever it goes in the country. If you happen to get sick wherever you are, there's not a real good mechanism under the 20th century legal framework that governs the industry for you to take a day off sick the way those of us in white-collar professions can. The railroad workers have never had the right in their agreements to take a sick day, and they were fighting for it now for the first time.
Stephen, how much... go ahead.
Well, I was going to say they failed to achieve it and in the negotiation, and today in the Senate, a House-passed measure that would have put seven sick days in the contract failed to overcome a Senate filibuster. It got a majority of the senators to back it, but not the 60 votes that would be necessary to move forward. What's interesting is there were at least six, maybe seven Republicans who actually crossed party lines and voted for it. But that was not enough. You need 60 votes, and they didn't get it. So instead, the House passed it yesterday, 290 votes in favor, and the Senate passed it today, 80 votes in favor, sending to the president's desk the five-year agreement that was brokered by the president and his administration and announced in mid-September. It will take effect as soon as the president signs the bill.
Now, as I understand it, the rail workers are not going to be very happy with not getting the sick days, which is the whole reason they went on strike in the first place for a lot of them. So who gets the blame in the Senate?
Well, I mean, look, who gets the blame in Washington? The railroad workers say that the Democrats have let them down here. And in particular, they say that the president let them down. The president, who says he's pro-union, who voted against congressional intervention 30 years ago as a senator, is now saying that the damage to the nation's economy from a rail shutdown would be so great that the workers have to accept what he called, what the president called, a negotiation that was so much better than anything that they ever had. At a news conference today alongside the president scoffed at the notion that the agreement that his administration brokered let workers down.
Will there be a next step in this, Stephen?
Well, ultimately, in the next several years, when it comes time to renegotiate a new contract, depending on the political dynamic here in Washington, we'll see what kind of leverage the unions feel that they have. But for the moment, this story is tied up with a bow. The Congress has imposed on the unions a five-year agreement. It takes effect when the president signs it. There won't be a strike.
Okay. Stephen Portnoy reporting for us from the White House. Again, that's Stephen Portnoy, CBS White House correspondent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.